It is one of the trendiest items on the supermarket shelves, but some brands of pink salt have been found to contain toxic levels of lead and other heavy metals. The pink variety, which is promoted by health websites, and it's promoted because it supposedly contains more minerals. And of course, because it contains more minerals, that means it's more expensive. More minerals, more money. In fact, you can pay upwards even more, $10 a pack for pink salt. It's three times more expensive than white salt. An alarming study found the level of healthy minerals in the salt was so low, you would need to eat 6 teaspoons of it. That's six times as much as the World Health Organization says is healthy to get any benefit whatsoever. And worse than that, pink salt could actually be harmful to your health. The lady that was tied up with the study is Dr. Flavia Fayette-Moore. I thought we would talk with her this afternoon. Hello, Dr. Flavia Fayette-Moore. How are you? Are you there? Just push the right button. I pushed the wrong button. Hello, Doctor.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
My pleasure.
So you did you tested how many varieties of pink salt? Was it 10? Was it 10 varieties of pink salt?
So we looked at 31 samples, which included major brands, retailers, and pink salts available from health food shops.
31?
So there were 31 samples in the analysis led by NRS.
So, going in with your eyes open, I suppose, what did you think the end results? Were you surprised by the end results of this pink salt?
What was the most surprising finding was the wide variation of what's actually in it. So, you know, we expected to find iron, for example, because that's what gives it the pink color.
Right.
But with the range, like, for example, magnesium, some pink salts had 5 milligrams and some had 12,000. And just that unpredictability of what's in it was the most shocking.
To find lead in the salt, I mean, I couldn't believe it when it said that there was, you know, almost poisonous levels of lead for your body if you have too much of the stuff.
That was definitely alarming. So it was one sample of pink salt from Peru exceeded the national levels that are safe in the food supply for salt.
It says there's no level of lead exposure without harmful effects. Is that correct?
Well, lead can accumulate in the body. It's, you know, more concerning for kids because they're growing and developing and the brain is growing. So they're at higher risk than we are as adults. And really, you don't want it to accumulate over time. So any lead exposure is not great. But we do get, you know, just general exposure in really, really low levels from the air, from our soil and other foods and vegetables. So, but it was concerning that the level in that one salt was so high.
Can I ask you, what were some of the other heavy metals that were contained in the pink salts that you tested?
Yeah, definitely. There was aluminium as well that wasn't found in white salt. 93% of the samples had aluminium. We also found cadmium in pink salt, again, at higher levels than are found in white. So all these heavy metals are heavy metals of public health concern. And you really want to avoid them if you can.
So am I right in saying that they're dangerous for the body because they accumulate in the body and can become toxic if you eat this pink salt on a regular basis?
That's right. So not all heavy metals accumulate the same way. Some our bodies get rid of more easily. But generally speaking, yes, you know, you want to avoid heavy metal contamination where you can.
And how do you say it?
Cadmium.
Cadmium. What's
even
that?
Even I stumbled on that one.
Yeah, cadmium. What is that?
Cadmium.
It says here it's stored in the liver and the kidneys. And
yeah, so that one can accumulate with age and it's toxic to humans and it's a known carcinogen, so cancer causing. As well.
So what was the, are you able to say what the worst pink salt was that you tested?
Well, because there was that huge variation in what's actually in the different samples, we couldn't pick out the best because those that had higher nutrients, for example, also tended to have the higher heavy metals.
Right.
What we did find that was reassuring is that the Australian pink generally had lower levels of minerals, so including nutrients, but also the toxic heavy metals.
So the Australian pink salt, because I know you see it, and I don't mean to, mention names, but I mean, I think everyone's familiar with, I think it's Murray River pink salt. That's sold everywhere. It says, is it the Peruvian pink salt contains so much lead, it exceeded food standards Australia and New Zealand safe levels by 25%.
That's right. So it was 130 times higher than what's in white table salt. the level and exceeded the recommendations. But the Australian source pink salt, they're different in nature. So not all pink salts are the same. The Australian pink salts are from aquifers. They're, you know, and a lot of the Australian brands need to test their samples, unlike potentially what's imported from overseas.
So if people have pink salt on their dining table, or they go to a restaurant and they see pink salt, should they have it?
Well, I guess that's why we did the study. We're providing that world first evidence for them to decide if they want to have it.
Would you?
No, I wouldn't have it. I threw all my pink salt out.
You threw all your pink salt out, including the Australian varieties?
Yes, well, because what we did is we blinded all the results, so we didn't know which brands was what. So we basically threw everything out that we had in our pantry once we got the toxic levels until we wrote up the manuscript and we actually found out which samples were what. A key message, too, that's really important. If Australians want to get any nutrients from salt, the only really nutrient you can get is from iodized salt. So there is a need to get iodine in the diet. The Australian soil is very low. And iodized salt can make a contribution to our iodine intake, whereas the other pink salts really, like you mentioned, you know, you have to have up to 6 teaspoons before you have any meaningful nutrients in the diet from the salt.
Okay, I think I'll follow in your footsteps and go home and throw out all my pink salt.
Great. Well, thanks for the interview.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Doctor. That's Dr. Flavia Fayette-Moore. Pink salt, throw it out.